The Montana Senate race is one of the closest in the country and could be one of the Democrats' best chances to unseat a Republican incumbent. Three-term Republican Conrad Burns has a strong conservative record and a strong record of support for President Bush. But Senator Burns has also been touched by the Abramoff lobbying scandal.
Burns chairs a key appropriations committee. He received more money from lobbyist Jack Abramoff and his associates than any other member of Congress. And Indian tribes in Montana question links between those contributions and a federal grant to an Indian tribe in another state. Now Democrats have an opening. NPR's Linda Wertheimer has been traveling in Montana.
The Democratic challenger in the Montana race is the president of the state Senate, John Tester, who's set himself two tasks: to introduce himself to Montana voters and continually make the point that he is no Conrad Burns. Here's Tester introducing himself at a meeting of the Montana Hospital Association.
I'm a dry land farmer. I really have the opportunity and privilege to farm the land that my grandparents homesteaded almost a century ago. I've also been a school teacher, ran a custom butcher shop, and I'm currently president of the Montana Senate and the candidate for the United States Senate.
Tester lives in Big Sandy in the northern part of the state, and his TV ads emphasize Montana. Tester tossing hay bales out of the barn, standing in front of mountain scenery, or driving two-lane roads in his red pickup, which he's doing in this TV ad.
You see, special interests have a tight grip on Washington, leaving us out. It doesn't have to be that way. Special interests will never hitch a ride in this truck.
Tester has a low-key manner, looks like an aging linebacker with a bit of a belly and a signature flat-top haircut. Standing on the bluffs overlooking Billings with Brian Schweitzer, the Democratic governor, Tester made the point that Burns does not deliver for Montana, but for Washington lobbyists, particularly one named Jack Abramoff, who's on his way to jail.
The truth is, and the reason I'm here, is because Montana deserves better. Montana deserves the kind of honest leadership that we've had in the past that we currently don't have right now.
John Tester's call for change has registered with Montana voters. We followed Tester through the tailgate parties before Montana State's Bobcats lost last weekend.
Hey, how you guys doing?
MSU is in Bozeman, inside of several snowy mountain ranges. Sparky Kotke is a guidance counselor and an independent voter. He's going with Tester.
I just think it's a time for change, you know, in Montana, and I think Conrad Burns' time's up. We need to make a change.
Did anything particularly move you in that direction?
Well, I think a lot of the Abramoff thing was big in a lot of that stuff.
But we also met quite a few Montanans who plan to stick with Conrad Burns, mainly because he's delivered many millions in federal funds to Montana. Roy Dittler is a retired naval officer. We spoke at a Burns campaign picnic in Great Falls.
I trust that the senator will correct any errors that he probably has made. When I get perfect, I'll throw stones at him. We all goof.
Montana has a long tradition of sending senators back to Washington, long enough to give a small population big clout. Seniority is Burns' major advantage. He mentions it at every public appearance, including this Burns campaign picnic in Great Falls.
We're going to march forward. I'm in a position with seniority and position now that we can make some really exciting things happen for the state of Montana. We're going to continue to do that. Have a great meal. God bless each and every
Senator
one of you.
Burns had a popular farm program on the radio before running for office. He was known for wisecracks between the crop reports. He's still at it. Montanans mostly like it, but not this year. The Democratic Senate Campaign Committee made an ad about an unguarded comment this summer.
The following contains language by Conrad Burns unsuitable for Montana. After 9/11, our country's bravest went to help, including one decorated unit from Virginia. This year, they helped fight our forest fires. But Conrad Burns said they had done, quote, a piss-poor job. And while pointing at one, he hasn't done a goddamn thing.
That incident is one of Burns' problems, also uneasiness about the war in Iraq. But the most sensitive topic is, of course, the scandal swirling around Jack Abramoff. Burns says he's not going to talk about that.
Go ask the Democrats. They're the authority on Abramoff. They pulled that saber some 16 months ago, and nothing's happened.
The Washington Post had a story that said that you were not a target of the investigation, but that was not the same as not being involved in the investigation at all. What's your view of that?
I'm not a target.
That was in Great Falls on Sunday. The night before, at a campaign debate in Butte, the first question to Conrad Burns came from Chuck Johnson. He's the state's best-known political columnist.
Could you explain to us in the audience your relationship with Jack Abramoff and his staff, why you accepted campaign donations from them?
There we go again. Baseless allegations drummed up in a negative campaign that started almost a year and a half ago.
Burns concluded that he has never shortchanged Montana. Here's part of John Tester's response.
Senator Burns collected more money from Jack Abramoff than anyone else in Congress. And he gave Jack Abramoff everything he wanted from his committee as chairman of the committee. You've costed Montana a lot.
Senator Burns accused his opponent of being soft on terror for opposing the Patriot Act, which Burns described as giving the government the same tools to fight terror that are used fighting organized crime. Here's Tester again.
Let me be clear. I don't want to weaken the Patriot Act. I want to repeal it. It's that thick. It does far more than his simple explanation. What it does is this. It takes away your freedoms. This country was based on freedom. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have fought and died for our freedoms. If we lose our freedoms, the terrorists will have won.
Burns attacked Tester's main theme that Burns is too close to lobbyists, and Tester bit back in this exchange.
Last week, Mr. Tester was in where? Washington, D.C. That place I call 17 square miles of logic-free environment. Guess what he was doing? Having a fundraiser with those lobbyists. You find that odd, a little bit hypocritical?
The difference is that I've dealt with lobbyists for a long time in the Montana legislature. Not once have I changed a vote for money.
Four additional debates are scheduled, expected to be rambunctious. Incumbents generally don't like to give their opponents that kind of opportunity. That risk may be part of the price Burns is paying for ties to Jack Abramoff. Reporting on Montana Senate race, I'm Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.